great throat. I haven't been back for about a year or so, and I tend to only get back on a press tour at the moment for 3 or 4 days, and I wish I could stay here longer. But, you know, it's I get a little bit of a fix and get to see family and friends, so it's nice.
But then leaving new baby India and your wife Elsa at home in London, how's that?
That's the toughest part. Yeah, I've had, you know, she was born 5 weeks ago, and I've had to sort of duck away a couple of times, you know, and thankfully only for sort of 3 or 4 days, but just with, you know, press tours and what have you. And I thought I'd be all right, but the moment I got in the plane, I was like, what am I doing?
Oh, so much going on in your life, you know, with the release of this movie and your career taking off in the way it has over the last couple of years. Does having a baby put that into perspective in some way?
Yeah, everything else sort of pales in comparison. You know, it's certainly, it became the most important thing and took up all of my attention, you know, and it's tough. I've got to switch my brain back on when I'm on the press tour and what have you, but no, it's wonderful. It's all sort of happened around the same time, and I couldn't ask for much more.
Well, let's talk about the movie Snow White and the Huntsman about to open. You play Eric the Huntsman in a return to the original Grimm's fairy tale, ordered to kill Snow White by her wicked stepmother. You have become the master of the avenging weapon-wielding hero, haven't you? What, Thor and now the Huntsman. What was it like playing Eric?
It was good fun. It was all of a sudden, you know, a hammer to an axe, and next it'll be a spoon, a romantic comedy, I think. I'll have to mix it up a bit, or a cooking show or something. I need to find a different weapon of choice or instrument. But it was certainly a darker, you know, version of what we know. It's not the clean Disney version. It's much more the Grimm's fairy tale and far more sort of epic in scale, much more like Lord of the Rings, I think, than what we've seen previously.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
You are the fairest, but there is another destined to surpass you. Consume her heart and you shall live forever.
Find me someone who doesn't fear the dark forest to hunt her down.
You know, the character is sort of an open wound. He's given up on life and there's no hope left to himself or the world he lives in, and then meets Snow White. She manages to sort of, you know, reignite that fire in him, and then onwards they go in order to bring down the evil queen.
Why is she of such value?
That is none of your concern.
In your acting career, in these types of roles, have you drawn on the rawness that you experienced living in the Northern Territory bush as a child?
Yeah, I mean, I had the director say to me, very early on, I want you to go and, you know, live in the bush for a few weeks and camp and whatever, just to sort of get into the spirit of this character. And I said, mate, that's where I was born. I lived, you know, in Northern Territory, in the bush, and spent plenty of time sort of splitting firewood in Melbourne, you know, in various places we lived, and so I'd handled an axe before, and a lot of time camping, and, you know, and obviously up in the outback, living up there is certainly, you know, the sort of heart and soul of who this guy is. It's man of the earth and from the forest. And so very thankful to have had the experiences I did.
How wonderful. I mean, how do you feel about being claimed as a Territorian, despite the fact, okay, I mean, obviously it had a big impact on you, but you did most of your growing up in Victoria, didn't you? And we don't hear much about you being from Phillip Island, say, but we keep hearing about you being from the Northern Territory.
I know, it's funny. Look, I live in a lot of different places, and I guess my earliest memories were up there, you know, buffalo and crocodiles and what have you, and that was my introduction to life, and certainly shaped who I am, and, you know, I don't mind that label at all.
Did you have a dream back then of getting into this business? I mean, you've got two brothers who are both actors, Liam, you know, who's over there in Hollywood with you, Luke, who's doing great things locally. Your mum has trod the boards, or at least she's been on ABC TV. Hmm. I've got this image of you all at Bullman sitting around doing family plays. Is that the way it was?
No, not really. I think, you know, very obviously outdoorsy kind of growing up, and plenty of adventures, you know, you having two brothers and living out there, that I think that instilled that sort of, I don't know, that imagination in us, you know, and that sense of excitement and different worlds and environments, and more so than, you know, because we went to an acting school or what have you, which we didn't, you know, the characters I've been playing lately, the worlds they're from and the sort of adventures they've been on, it was, you know, in a strange way kind of similar to a childhood, you know, growing up in the bush.
Must seem a bit like a dream, though.
Oh, of course. No, every day I think about how lucky I am, and you know, it's great to, you know, with Liam doing the same sort of thing, and we've been crossing on different continents and on different tours for different films, and kind of scratching our heads as to how we got employed at all, let alone on, you know, in amongst films like this.
What are you working on now, apart from being a dad?
Yeah, being a dad, and I just finished a film with Ron Howard, a Formula One film based in the 70s, about James Hunt and Niki Lauda. It's called Rush, and it was a much more sort of smaller, intimate film about two guys that were rivals back in the 70s, and their life on and off the track were, you know, quite different, but very passionate era and dangerous business. You know, four or five people were dying a year in Formula One then, so they were gladiators, and how they all sort of mentally dealt with that. That world was a lot of fun.
So another adventure story. It doesn't sound quite like a cooking show, Chris.
Nah, that was, I don't think that'll happen.
I quite like the idea of you in an apron.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, lovely to talk to you. Good luck.
You too, thank you.